Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Sustainability is not a trend. It is a transformation. Even as the federal regulatory priorities shift, consumer expectations around environmental responsibility continue to rise. In California, new legislation is pushing textile stewardship to the forefront, challenging brands to rethink how they manage the life cycle of their products. Joining us today to unpack what this means for retailers is Marisol Berrios-Saletti. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Natalie. It's great to be here.
Great. So, Marisol, before we dive into the specifics of the regulations rolling out, could you give us a high-level overview of what textile circularity is so our conversation is grounded for our listeners?
Sure. So textile circularity is all about rethinking how fashion is made, how it's used, and what happens after. So instead of the old make it, sell it, toss it mindset, we're now designing products that can be reused, repaired, or even recycled. And it's a shift from a linear to a more regenerative system. And that's changing how retailers approach everything from product development to customer engagement. But it's more than just a sustainability initiative. And that's because circularity actually helps retailers reduce their waste. It helps to evolving consumer expectations and meet their sustainability targets, all while building resilience into their operations. And with regulations like California's Responsible Textile Recovery Act, or SB 707, on the horizon, circularity is no longer optional. It's actually becoming part of how business gets done.
So what's happening in California now with the new regulation, and what's really driving this?
Great question, Natalie. And it's one that's really top of mind for a lot of retailers right now. So California's SB 707 is a major shift. It essentially says that if you're selling textiles in the state, you're responsible for what happens to them after the sale. And that includes brands, manufacturers, importers, even private label retailers. Everyone in the value chain is being asked to step up. So it's not just about making sustainable products. It's about managing their full life cycle. And what's driving this? Honestly, it's a mix of environmental urgency and consumer pressure. Textile waste is just piling up, and fast fashion has only accelerated that problem, and consumers are paying attention. So California is responding with legislation that says, if you profit from textiles, you need to own their impact. And for retailers, this is more than just a compliance issue. It's a clear signal that sustainability is becoming embedded in operations.
It's interesting how California is looping, as you mentioned, everyone that is part of this supply chain in to its own regulations. When does this go into effect, and who specifically does this law really target?
It's coming up fast. So SB 707 takes effect on January 1st, 2026, and it casts a pretty wide net. So if you're selling textiles in California, whether you're a global brand, a private label retailer, or an importer, you're in scope. And it includes everything from apparel to linens. And if your products touch the California market, this law applies to you. So companies will need to register with CalRecycle, and that's the state's recycling and waste management agency. And they'll also have to join a producer responsibility organization, or a PRO. And these groups take on the heavy lifting, meaning that they manage the collection, the recycling, and even some of the consumer education. And for retailers, this means that circularity has to become a part of their core operations. So think about inventory planning to account for products take back, reverse logistics, like to manage returns and the recycling, and even the post-sale engagement to help close that loop. So it's not just about checking a box. It's actually about building systems that support accountability at scale. And with the deadline just a few months away, now's the time to get ahead of it.
So, Marisol, so a question for you based on everything that you've just said. Here's an example, just to clarify. If I have a manufacturer, say in California, who sells a product to a wholesaler in Nevada, and then the wholesaler in Nevada sells the product back to a retailer in California who's going to sell it to a consumer in California. So this rule then applies to the manufacturer and to the retailer, but not to the wholesaler, given that they are outside of California. Is that correct? Am I understanding it correctly?
That is correct, Natalie. So it is the producer or the retailer or whoever is placing the product in the California market.
Got it. Well, that's very helpful. Mm-hmm. And so then what happens if a retailer, right, or a consumer product company doesn't comply with this new regulation?
Well, Natalie, the consequences are real and they go beyond just fines, which can reach up to $50,000 each day.
Wow.
What's more concerning for many retailers is the ripple effect, because noncompliance can trigger enforcement actions, but it can also damage brand reputation and erode trust with customers and even your investors. So in today's market, that kind of fallout can be hard to recover from. Retailers are being held to a higher standard these days, and SB 707 is part of a broader shift toward accountability. So if you're not prepared, you're not just risking penalties, you're risking relevance.
Interesting. And how can retail companies mitigate disruption of this new law rolling out?
So the good thing is that retailers don't need to reinvent the wheel, but they do need to rethink how their systems support accountability. They can start by identifying like where circularity fits into their day-to-day operations, whether it's product design, customer returns, or just how data flows across the teams. One smart move is to connect early with producer responsibility organizations. And these groups will be central to compliance, and partnering with them now can help avoid last minute scrambling. So from an internal perspective, it's all about coordination. For example, your finance teams, your sustainability teams, and your supply chain teams, they all need to be in sync, not just to meet the law's requirements, but more so to help build smarter and a more resilient system that can scale with future regulations. Ultimately, this is a chance for retailers to lead, not just react. And the retailers who treat SB 707 as a strategic opportunity, they'll be the ones to come out ahead.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Marisol. Now, this episode sparked new thinking. We'd love for you to share it with your team or network. And don't forget to follow 60 Second Retail for more conversations that help you stay ahead of the curve. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.